could do that. We have lights, we have camera. We just need to get some action.
I don't know if this is an action-packed podcast. Would you say it's an action-packed? I've got my finger trapped.
It's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, God, look at that leg. Put that thing down. You're blinding the viewers at home. This is a podcast for those of you viewing, so you don't have to suffer through the visuals.
We never remind people that.
We've stopped. I'm getting it right out there early. This is also an actual podcast. We don't, like, sometimes they call it a podcast, but yeah, it's not actually a podcast.
This is an actual podcast.
Like, sometimes I've had people in touch with me literally going, "We like your podcast."
And you're like, "Well, it's the YouTube channel."
You're talking about my YouTube channel or the one I do with Tony? Like, not the one you do with Tony, like, your podcast.
No, not the one with Tony. Absolutely not. We want to make it clear we actually dislike that immensely.
Yeah, that's what we don't like. Yeah. But this is a podcast on Spotify even.
Yeah, yeah, and iHeartRadio and all those other...
Whatever else is
You know what? I originally used to have like the things floating across the screen. You remember that?
Yes, but half of those went out of business.
Half of them went out of business, but then I...
You deleted that file?
I accidentally deleted them off one of them, and then I just...
Stop putting them on.
It couldn't be.
Well, it's a podcast.
It is a podcast. And you can find it.
I don't like the big leg at the start of the thing, or I don't like the look of these guys' faces.
They're a bit sweaty.
Yes, it's warm over here in New Zealand. Cold beer.
Cold beer on a warm night. And what we particularly warm tonight, aren't we, Mark? Mark, we had an experience, didn't we?
We
did. You had a first.
It was a first.
We finally had anal.
This is on your channel. Thank goodness for that. Those poor innocent ears.
Okay, it wasn't anal, but we did it together and we both got sweaty.
Very sweaty. Sweaty butt cracks even.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Went for a run today, didn't we?
Oh, Mark? No. Terrible. Two 40-year-old white guys.
Yeah, 41-year-olds.
Yeah, just going for a run.
We can't even say we're 40.
That's true.
We're older than that.
That's true.
Went for a run. How'd you find it, Mark? Give me your honest thoughts on the run.
I don't like running.
Yeah.
But...
You're okay.
I ran.
You ran? You didn't stop until the...
I didn't stop until like the last...
You had 20 minutes to go and you started walking.
I got to the corner of your section and I figured like that's close enough.
No, it's not. The official finish, because that's the hardest bit.
Right.
It's still on a hill.
Okay.
My house is on a hill and the finish is on a hill. Yeah. So you've got to run all the way to the fence.
Yes.
You stopped about 20 minutes.
You're surprisingly quick.
Me?
People might not know that about you.
Yeah.
But you're a surprisingly quick runner. Like I told you from the get-go, if I was going to run, it would be slow. And it was slow.
We ran slowly.
Yes.
Yeah. We ran very slowly. I lost you a couple of times.
You did.
And then I had to double back, and then we went down different pathways.
We did. Then I got a little bit lost.
Yeah. Then you went up a...
Went up some stairs, which was the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
Which when you're at the tail end of a 40-minute run, that was not fun.
Yeah. What did we? It was about a 7K run in the end.
Yes.
So then you said that's the longest you've ever run.
In my life.
Holy smokes.
100%.
Wow. And we did anal. So it was a
couple of firsts.
A real couple of firsts.
Well, first for me anyway. We know you've had lots of life experiences.
My first today. Sorry. We'll make this a little less homoerotic. Well, well done for running 7 kilometers.
Yes.
Although you did cut a lot of corners.
I did. Whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What did your watch tell you actually did at the end?
It says 7.1 kilometers or something. Nice. In like 45 minutes, so.
Well done. You're an absolute speed demon. Absolute.
Well.
You got long limbs. Your cadence just needs to improve a little bit. You'd improve your pace a little bit. I feel like you, not to critique your cadence, I worry you're going to get sore shins because your legs go quite far out in front of you.
Do they?
Yeah, you kind of you overextend and like compose a lot of impact through your shins. People get shin splints that way. So
I've never had shin splints, but I've never really been much of a runner.
Yeah. And I feel like you do actually get quite a lot of hop. Like you waste a lot of energy going up. Like it's sort of like you're just jumping from foot to foot, which I guess was what running is. You're just jumping from foot to foot. But you seem to be, there's quite a lot of more bounce than there needs to be. You need more of this.
Forwards running.
Forwards running. And yeah, put on an angle a little bit. But you really get to get, because we do this podcast when we're sitting down, obviously.
Yes.
But watching you running, you're quite a specimen. You really don't build many of you that big.
I'm a large human.
You are a large motherfucker. Yeah.
I remember once when I was doing a live stream when I moved to my current house and I hadn't really set everything up, and you could see like a door in the background,
yeah,
like way in the corner.
Yeah.
And then I went to get something, maybe go to the toilet or something, and I was still on the camera. And because doors are usually 2 meters.
Yeah.
And I'm like 194, which is like 6'4".
Yeah.
So I just kind of like under the doorway. And people were like, holy shit.
Watch out.
He's going to hit his head on the doorway. What the hell? He's a giant. So or like sometimes people see us drinking these beers and they're like, are those like miniature cups? And I'm like, nope.
Those like Tony's got a double pint.
Just got big hands.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny penis though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Micro-pick. I don't actually have that long fingers, but I got big hands.
They're like, long enough.
Well, they're not disproportionately short, but I've seen people who've got the same length fingers as me.
Yeah.
Who are a lot shorter than
Can
me.
Can you palm a basketball?
Just.
All right. It just takes a little. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't like Michael Jordan had like claws for fingers, right? Yeah. He could really just get them all the way around.
He had those mitts. Yeah. I'm enjoying that beer, even though mine's non-alcoholic.
That's true. It's cold.
Yeah, I think that's it. Mike did well. He didn't stop running. I didn't have to shout at you very much. I was really prepared to shout at you.
I was determined not to stop.
Yeah, and were you determined for me not to yell at you? Go, come on, you fucking.
Well, you could have yelled at me. I would have just kept running. But I was just gonna I'm just gonna keep running. As long as I don't stop, I don't want to walk.
Well, I made you do a quick K at the end.
Yes.
Quick-ish K. Were you keeping up with me when we were running at that end there?
Or no, you still left me behind.
When did I lose you then? Because how did you end up going up the wrong staircase?
I saw some stairs and I was like, oh, is this where we go up the
stairs?
We got
up that one stairs and then you went left up the other stairs.
Yeah, I went up the other stairs and then there was a guy hitting golf balls and I was like, that's not Tony. So I went back down the stairs and was like, oh my God, I am tired and I've just unnecessarily climbed 20 stairs.
And then there's like two big hills to finish the run.
Yeah.
And then I was waiting for you at the bottom of it going, should we run it? Should we sprint it? You're like, fuck.
I did sprint up that hill.
That one.
And then I was like, oh, that's pretty much it.
Comparable to my pace there?
I think so. I went full tilt up the hill because we were almost there.
Go, fuck.
And then I regretted it immediately.
Yeah. That's running. You'll regret it immediately.
There you go.
But you know, I reckon we make this a fortnightly event. And in that, we can tell the audience your stats.
Okay.
Let's get Mark fit. Not that I'm the picture of fitness.
Really. No, you're a surprisingly quick runner.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't know. I like running.
See, I don't like running.
I want to do the marathon this year.
See, I don't want to do a marathon.
You could do the half.
I don't want to do that either.
Comment below if you think Mark should do the half marathon.
Doesn't really want you comment because I'm not, no matter what you comment.
Peer pressure. I'm not gonna do it. Donate some money to his channel. And this is his driver to get him to.
I wonder what. There's definitely an amount of money that I would do a half marathon for.
What is it?
I don't know what it is, but it's.
So we should be doing this. I'll bring this up on your channel because bringing it up on my channel, there's no way. You can't give him money through my channel.
This is true.
You can super tip me below, believe it or not. It rarely happens, but sometimes it does.
Okay.
Don't do it. I wouldn't waste your money. Let's get a. Most of the time, people do runs and marathons and stuff and half marathons
for charity,
for cancer research, shit like children's cancer. Yeah. You're like, no, just
I need the money. I got a big mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to pay for my Sky Plus bill.
Yeah, that's expensive. It's like $400 a year.
Yeah. Do you have Sky Go or what's your Sky account?
Sky Sports Now.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Just the internet sports. I don't get in the movies and that crap.
Yeah, well, that's nonsense. Anyway, believe it or not, this isn't a running podcast. It is a shit-talking podcast, which we've been doing. But it's also a rugby podcast, isn't it, Mark?
We do tend to talk a bit of rugby.
Yeah, because it's a rugby podcast called...
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
A rugby podcast.
And it is on podcasting platforms, as I mentioned.
Spotify and Apple Podcasts and... wherever you get your podcast.
It's usually up on the podcast sites before it's up on YouTube.
Yeah, generally. So if you're listening to this, super...
You're getting, the inside line.
Ooh, boy. Oh, damn.
Lucky you.
Holy smokes. Are you getting barred up just thinking about this sweet access you've got here? Yeah.
What did I think barred up was last time? Right. I thought it was something else. Getting drunk.
You were at the pools in your speedo.
Getting barred up.
And you got recognized by some woman and I said, did you get barred up? And you said, no, I was driving. It's like, what are you talking?
You know, today my kids had the swimming lesson.
Getting butt opposite direction.
Kids had their swimming lesson.
Yeah.
So I got everything ready. They had a teachers only day today, so I had them home the whole day.
Yeah.
But I got their togs ready, which is their swimming clothes from those not from New Zealand. Their goggles and swimming hats they have to wear for the swimming lessons, and like the towels and change of clothes and friggin' everything. And I got my own gear ready.
This is a fascinating anecdote.
And then I was in my togs because like, I don't want to get changed there, and I didn't take any of my own gear. So
you just had to sit
there. I just had to sit there in togs, showing off these big old white legs to everybody without getting in the pool.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Why couldn't you get in your togs?
Because I didn't have a change.
Just go home.
I don't want to sit in my car in wet friggin' togs.
It's summertime. Put the towel around you.
No. Nah.
You don't even live that far from the pools.
No, nah, not doing it.
I would 100%
I had my keys and phone and stuff. I'm going to put in my pockets. Nah.
Well, you can put them in something else. I would have done it.
No. You and I are very different people.
I thought that was one of your worst anecdotes.
I just...
Really? I give you a
two
for that. I was
just disappointed, that's all. Because you usually ask me, how you doing on a Monday? And I went for a swim. I didn't get to go for a swim.
Oh, tale of woe.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, poor planning. Poor execution.
Speaking of poor.
Yes.
Wales.
Should we talk about our... We sponsored this
we
episode?
We are sponsored.
Oh, yes. We usually do sponsors before we talk about rugby. Ah, jam! Yes, they brought our beers today. Thank you very much.
They did buy both our beers. I went for a different kind of beer this time. It's made by the same people as the first beers, Boneface.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Hip Shake, so it's also very musically themed.
Do the hippie shake.
You know what? It's a very summery beer, which is very suitable.
Thinking about this the last couple of weeks, you know, you had the last one, it was Boneface, and it had the guy with
the banjo.
With the banjo. It really irritated me. I was wearing that Mexican Day of the Dead shirt when you did that. And I was like, oh, it's. And ever since I've been thinking to myself, I should have said it's like my shirt, because my shirt was covered in these sort of characters, and I never made the correlation. And it's bugged me for 2 weeks. And now I had to bring it up now.
You're trying to top my tog story in terms of anecdotes.
Terrible anecdote weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Oh, well, yeah. Anyway, and they got me Little Berg. So I'm piss free right now.
Just for a wee while.
Yeah. Alcohol free. Like, it's not permanent. Alcohol free. I'm doing a hard 75 right now. So yeah, thank you very much for that, guys. And they're a fantastic wee cover band from Dublin, Ireland.
They do weddings.
They do functions. They'll do all your favorite pub jams.
That's right.
They'll get you moving your pelvis, moving your boot scoot.
Well, I bet you they see some stuff. If you're doing weddings, you'd be seeing some stuff. You'd have some stories.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's kind of like a doctor-patient confidentiality when you're like a wedding band thing. Like what stays on the wedding, you know?
Do you reckon it's like wedding crashes and the bass player and the rhythm guitarist are like...
Maybe that's... I don't know.
That would be a good game, really.
You're a musician. You're at a wedding. Everybody's a bit tipsy.
They're all... And they're sort of carried away with the spirit of love.
Exactly.
They want to catch up them.
But they're a great band. We saw them on YouTube. Yeah. They've got a wee video.
Yes, it and was they're cracking. Playing Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. So I even heard from Paul, the guy who is our
Paulie,
who's our primary sponsor from Hot Jams, and he said he's actually had some people get in touch with him.
You're
based
kidding.
On our sponsorship.
Nobody gets anything out of our sponsorship.
I thought it was just like warm fuzzies. That's a sponsor calling hot on the line.
That is not a sponsor, that's my ex-wife.
Oh. And that's why you were like, nope.
No. She's a wonderful person. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Maybe she wants some hot jams.
No, it's been a while since we did that. Long time.
But you know, they've had some people get in touch based on the old 2 Cents Gets Distracted podcast. So what a win. But I mean, they do weddings and other functions, like we said, five-piece band.
Nothing like a live bit of live music. So their details and stuff are below, so go check them out.
Yeah, and if you want to see them at a showcase event, 19th of April at the Bath in Dublin, 26th of April at the Old Warehouse.
Shebang.
And 17th of May at the Promenade Bray.
Get it in ya.
So, yeah, thanks to Hot Jams for sponsoring us. We hope you...
Jam it out in a hot way.
Exactly.
You had some Hot Jams. After that run, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Very hot.
Yeah, he's set us.
Hey, if anyone else wants to sponsor us, apparently we are a very...
We're a hot... We're a hot topic.
We're affordable. We just want beer money, and you might actually get some genuine business out of it.
Who knows? Who knows?
What can continue the streak? Because we've had dog walking from Whangarei.
Dog walking from Whangarei. Boxing gym from Ballard near Seattle.
I ran in that Ballard boxing gym t-shirt, if you noticed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I thought about taking a video of you at the end, but you stopped running.
Okay.
Anyway, and we had a thumbs up yachting company where they deliver your yacht to you. Just a very affordable service. And now we've got an Irish pub pad.
Wedding band.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what could
what
be next?
What will we get next?
I don't know. What will it be next? I could not think of a more random assortment of companies.
But get in touch.
Yeah, please do.
2 cents. rugby@outlook.co.nz.com.
If you'd like to sponsor us.
Contact
him. I'll put his details below.
Yeah.
All right.
And Hot Jams' details are below as well.
100%.
If you are keen on a wedding band or just want to see their stuff, in case you need a band, they've got a good promo video which you can check out.
Beautiful. Should we do the purpose of this podcast, which is talking about the fine code of
we
rugby,
have delayed it
rugby union.
Long, but
long
we will
time.
Get there.
Yes.
Wales could not beat Italy.
No, they could not. They could not, should not beat an Italian.
22 points to 15 in Rome.
I thought the scoreline flattered them.
It was very wet, which I thought when I first turned it on, I was like, that'll be good for the Welsh. I know it rains in Italy as well, but I thought, I mean, someone did comment like, well, the Welsh national team doesn't often play in the rain because they have the stadium closed. But I mean, the guys playing at the national team have played a lot of rugby leading up to that point.
Yeah, it's usually Spain where it rains. Yeah, the rain mainly falls in the plains of Spain.
That rhymes, but it can't be true. Because everyone retires in Spain because it's got
I'm
nice
kidding,
weather.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, the Welsh teams probably, I would hazard a guess,
which
generally,
more time in rain
than Italian players.
Yeah, you'd think so. But it was good to see, it wasn't a perfect game of rugby, and it was interesting to watch the Italians.
It was proper wet weather rugby.
But it was interesting to watch the Italians try and come over that hoodoo of being the favorites and like playing like they should win this game.
Yeah.
Like they're a better team, better cohesive unit of players. Mm. They've got no reason why they shouldn't win this game. They usually just sort of die. A lot of their games, would it be fair to say they win in the dying moments of games?
Yeah.
And like just hang in there, plucky away, and then get a good try at the end to somehow pull out
That's how they've tended to get their wins over big sides in recent times.
Mm.
Yeah. They've had some fantastic moments.
But this is one where they should have just, they needed to just like assert dominance.
Yeah.
Keep building scoreboard
if
pressure.
Anything, I was kind of yelling at the TV, all right, guys, come on, let's go for a try.
Yeah. Well, I thought they played the first half pretty well.
Yeah.
But it was weird just watching them kind of go into their shells and then almost start to like choke a little bit, like feel that favoritism pressure.
Maybe.
And I think the Welsh played their best 10 minutes in the last, the last 10 minutes was the best of the game, really, wasn't it?
Barring that bit where they couldn't get out of their own 22 against 13 men, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. But the Welsh just, discipline was terrible. Handling was terrible.
Scrum was under a bit of pressure.
Scrum was pretty crap. Just so poor in attack. Like,
can I give you a stat? Because I love a stat.
You love a stat.
So
is it something to do with the fact they took their running the ball way behind the gain line all the time?
Well, kind of, because the run meters for both sides ends up actually pretty even.
Yeah, right.
So 224 meters ran by the Italians.
Yeah.
235 by Wales. So bugger all in it, and pretty low overall. Like the French had 600.
But the Welsh took
runs. It's a wet weather game. Yeah, but the runs they took was 74 by Italy, 111 by Wales, which is just like, you did not go in anywhere.
If you watch the Irish, if you watch Jamieson Gibson Park, he's giving it to like Porto, or he's giving it to Crowley or whatever, like right on the advantage line.
Yeah.
Like right there, and like they've got cohesive players in motion moving everywhere, but just right on the very, pushing it on right on the very edge, and like all the defenders need to be out, and then they've got lovely short balls.
Whereas Wales are unbelievably deep.
To just throw it
and
back.
Then like Ben Thomas will just get slammed way behind the advantage line. No, you've just gone back 10 metres.
Yeah.
Or you've been isolated and turned over.
Yeah, throw it, you know, the halfback throws it to the first five, 10 metres behind the like the advantage line, and then throws it to the second five or whoever's out there.
Well, they're pretty much all second fives because they're 10, they're 12, and they're 13 are all pretty much 12s.
And they're all flat-footed, and they're just waiting there, and they've got some elaborate move. They look, they're trying to do something elaborate, but there's seems like there's very few players actually in motion when they're receiving the ball. Very few options, very easy to read, and just totally bereft of inspiration and ideas, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're trying to do something. I can't see it. No. I don't know what the hell the strategy is.
I remember. Do you remember before the All Blacks under Fozzie sacked all the assistants? They kind of looked like that for a while. They would just be like, "Let's chuck it around and wait for like Richie Mwonga or like Will Jordan to just do something magic."
Yeah,
it was just a bit like, "Let's just shovel it around." That's kind of what Wales look like, except they don't have Will Jordan or Richie Mwonga to do the miraculous.
I felt that way. I even feel that way a little bit about Razor plays a little deep behind the advantage line to where I feel super comfortable.
Right.
But I think if you're going to play deep, you've got to have players and at pace.
Yeah.
The amount of time the first five is just taking it like completely static, flat-footed, just waiting for a massive freaking loose forward.
Oh yeah, the way defensive lines come up these days, it's asking for trouble.
Oh yeah, and yeah, as you say, they get isolated, make a rash decision, do a dumb pass, knock the ball on, hold the ball on at the ruck, like come in from the wrong side. Like they just,
it's a smorgasbord of errors.
Mm.
It's a bad state.
Mm.
Georgia are a better team than them right now.
They've literally just been passed by Georgia in the world rankings.
Because they're a better team. Mm.
And it sucks. Wales is one of the best rugby nations in the world.
Mm.
Like, but how long are they going to be, you know, how long is that passion going to be there from the fans? Hopefully they stick around, but how long can you lose for and just still expect to, you know, sell your tickets at Millennium Stadium for over 100 quid, you know?
Well, like, that's the thing. Like, I remember for a while when I would kind of ask Six Nations fans about getting tickets to games, they would be like,
it's depressing,
man. You can't get tickets to games because the demand is so high.
Yeah.
Like, you basically need to be a member of a club or you need to know somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because those people get first allocations. But they said, if you want to watch a Six Nations game, the one game you can always get tickets for is Italy.
Yeah.
I said, Italy never sells out. You know, they always lose. So just take a trip to Rome, go watch yourself a Six Nations game. Whereas they were sold out for that game.
Yeah.
Because they're a team on the up. You would want to go see Italy now.
Yeah.
So you do have to wonder. Because I think we saw a few times last year Wales didn't sell out the Millennium Stadium.
Mm.
You have to wonder how long you get these results until like even the Six Nations matches don't get sold out. You know what I mean?
It's a long time from Sam Warburton's era, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez. Like they were a freaking micro penis whisker from the World Cup final in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
They were so close. You know, they were
weren't that far away when they played the box, and was it 2019 as well?
Yeah.
That was a real arm wrestle game.
Just what's
I think how Andre Pollard kicked the box to the victory in that one from memory.
What's happened to their development?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. Something has
The regions have been in trouble for a while. Like, ever since the URC has kind of gotten underway, none of the Welsh teams have kind of been a threat. Like, I think Scarlets under Wayne Pivak, when it was still the Pro 14, like, right when the South Africans were on the brink of, well, just pre-COVID, basically, Scarlets were a bit of a force to be reckoned with. I think they won a Pro 14 and then maybe lost a final. But since then, none of the Welsh teams have been competitive.
That sucks. So they got no good professional teams in the country.
I mean, there's been a bit of a resurgence compared to last year.
So what are they? They're Ospreys, Scarlets, Cardiff
and the Dragons.
And they all suck shit.
The Dragons have been perpetually poor since Cardiff I've been following the
USA. Cardiff should be a glamour club. Cardiff should be one of the best rugby cities. It's one of the best rugby cities in the world. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cardiff.
I met a couple, not a couple. I met two people who were not a couple, but
yeah,
when I taught in China, they were from Cardiff. Yeah, right. They didn't give a shit about rugby.
Town.
They like drugs.
All right. I love
and techno music.
EDM. The system is down. The system is down.
They were nice people though.
Yeah, I'm sure they were, Mark. I'm sure they were.
The girl liked to get into
BDSM.
Not BDSM, but multi-party kind of arrangements. Not that I was there, but I heard the stories.
Their penthouse.
Exactly.
What do you mean? So they told you about the fact that they met you and they said they're like a third and you said...
No, they weren't a couple. They weren't a couple. They both came. They were both from Cardiff and they're both at the same job. It was just a coincidence, but yeah. We'll just get drunk and smoke pot and then tell stories and...
2 cents gets distracted.
She'd be like, oh, I had a fivesome. And I'd be like, oh, okay. How many guys were there? She'd be like, four. And I was like, oh, okay. Interesting life.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, cover your ears.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Cardiff.
And you were like, oh, I'm from Onehunga. Yeah. All right.
I was nigh unmarried at that point anyway, and not really my style.
Comment below on what you think Mark should have done in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to swear.
I think I just made an awkward face. Like, oh. Interesting. So,
what does one do with five penises?
Four. Oh. She was the fifth.
What does one do with five penises? The Tony O'Sullivan story.
What did you think about Italy? Because we've just talked about how shit Wales were.
So shit. I thought Italy, if they were playing someone slightly better, they would have lost. I felt like they played well in the first half. I felt like they almost bottled it at the end there. Like they didn't know how to play.
Do you think the ref, because throughout that game, Wales were getting pinged for lots of offences. Yeah, the penalty count at one point was 12-3.
Yeah.
And I don't think we'd ever had a warning for Wales about a yellow card.
Yeah.
And then the Italians, towards the end of the game, are down their own end. They do concede a few quick ones in the red zone, which is maybe the difference between conceding consistent penalties throughout the game as the conceding a flurry down your own zone. But the double yellow card, penalty try and another yellow card. Do you think the ref being a bit harsh on the Italians?
Yeah, I guess so. When you frame it like that, in terms of like, was there equal outcomes based on the penalty count, but where the penalties
were...
That's
the thing. It's not exactly apples with apples.
No, they very much view...
But usually at a 12-3, you'd be at least like, you guys are more from you, and you've been consistent. I know.
You'd think so. There were a couple of like... Refereeing, you could talk about refereeing all week.
Yeah.
Look at that, man.
Oh, what?
You see that?
A bit of skin.
Sorry, one of my calluses, the skin's coming off and I'm picking it. Ooh. Would you like that?
I wonder what you've been rubbing.
That's from weights and golf clubs.
There you go.
That's what I've been rubbing.
It's a rough game.
See the calluses on that golfer's hands. Oh my God. Having real trouble with my golf game at the moment.
You still shanking it or whatever it was?
I stopped shanking a wee bit, but I'm just like, everything's spraying a bit right and everything's leaking pretty right, and my drives are just an absolute basket case of nightmares. Like, I'm just doing everything I can to like stop going from outside to inside. I'm trying to go from inside to out, and I'm trying to get my club face closed, but I'm still slicing the bitch out of
Tommy Allen had a couple of kicks like that. Like, he was kicking everything. He didn't miss a kick versus the Scots, and then he got his first, like, four.
He looked like he was
going to kick everything, and then two of them just went way wide.
Yeah.
Which meant it was, like, 16-3.
Yeah,
when I was thinking, come on, guys, let's go for a try here.
Yeah. Marcus Smith lost his kicking boots.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to see the team. I know it's wet weather rugby.
But
the difference between 16-3 and 19-3, come on, let's go for a try.
And also, like, pumping it in the corner and spending, you know, 7 minutes like plugging away and getting repeat penalties.
You might get them a yellow card. You might score. You're at least going to, in all likelihood, not concede any points down their end.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe they thought, hey, look, this accumulation strategy has been working for us. Let's just keep going.
Keep going
for
it. Yeah.
Let's not let up.
It almost bit them at the end. Just because they didn't quite have, like, they left the door open just slightly for a draw.
Do you think that it's just a lack of experience, like being the front runners, being the favorites?
I think that's just the strategy they went in, eh? We're just going to take the points.
Yeah, but like in terms of them just not having that confidence to like put the game away.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I think good teams don't let the foot off the throat.
Yeah, don't give them a sniff. They gave them a sniff.
They did, and they got away with it this time. But against a better team, like you said, they might not have.
I don't think so. I think they're going to struggle to beat any of the other teams.
They got France next. The Cup of Water trial was pretty nice, though. A little
was lovely. And then, what's her name?
Garbisi?
Garbisi went,
I don't think you got it.
And I was thinking, it looked pretty good
to me.
Yeah.
It looked beautiful.
That was a lovely
dink through.
Would have nice to have seen a few more moments like that.
I'm pretty sure Capuazzo finished with like 2 runs, no meters, and yet he scores that massive try because he doesn't get any meters. He just has to go boop.
Yeah. But that's all it takes is just a little boop.
Hell of a try. But yeah, they've got more attacking threats than I think they showed Italy.
Yeah.
Like they got Menoncello, who's a great ball carrier. They got a couple of good wingers.
I like Limoncello.
There you go.
Hmm.
Capuzzo and Miwani. It would have been nice
Capuzzo,
to see them.
I think, is the
Capuzzo, that's right. That's the correct pronunciation. Yeah. Would have been nice to see them get a bit more ball. But, I mean, again, it wasn't really the game for it to be spinning it wide because it was piddling down.
I'm sorry. I've got a slightly runny nose.
Okay.
I'm going to... Should I go over this way?
But ASMR.
This is fun watching a man...
Be a losing bonus point for Wales, but that's probably not what they wanted.
That's a spoon, eh?
I think so. Can you see Wales? They got Ireland.
No.
And then...
Gee, they'll throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
Scotland and England.
Their best chance is probably against Scotland, but it's unlikely. Their best chance was against Italy, but they lost.
Mm.
Looked like losing the whole game until the very...
Right until the end, yeah.
When they thought, oh, maybe this...
I haven't watched Getz's press conference yet, but I want to see if he says we had a few decisions go against us, because he says that every time.
Is this
rugby. You are going to have a few decisions go against you.
You can't take bad beats, don't play poker or rugby. You're going to get a few decisions to go for you as well.
That's right. They got them at the end. They had a couple of
yellow
cards.
Yeah.
Go for them.
Does he ever fall on a sword? I could talk about Wales forever.
I don't think so. I think he's just determined to keep it going. Like I don't think he would want to leave. I think he genuinely believes they can get it to come right. I don't think he would want to leave at their lowest point where they're ranked below Georgia.
Jeez Louise. Does he just... If they go all the season without a win, who they got later in the year?
I don't actually know. I can't remember because it's Lions tour year, so it's always kind of one of those weird years in terms of the scheduling. They play opponents they might not normally play.
So they should get a win somewhere along the line, hopefully.
What are they on now? 14 or 13 in a row?
14. Yikes.
It's pretty rough.
It's really rough. It is a rough, rough run of rugby. Oh, well, the last one they had was...
Rugby World Cup.
Was it against Australia?
I think so.
Yeah. Gee, that was a long time ago. Oh, well. Sorry, Wales.
England played France.
Yes, what a banger of a game, that one.
That was...
Very enjoyable.
That was a good ad for the game. Like, if you wanted to... If someone was like, I don't want to watch the Six Nations, it's all kicking penalties, like, you probably wouldn't show them the Wales-Italy game.
I think a New Zealander could watch it and be like, nah, they all bloody drop it over the line, these Frenchies. That's
true. Yeah. The French handling was god-awful.
They're just very, very uncharacteristic as well.
They did a bit of that against Wales last week, but again, lower opposition, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
But they didn't get away with it against England.
They sure didn't. Like, even the golden boy, DuPont, drops it with the line open to him.
The pass that to him was not great, but still, DuPont usually takes the miracle ball.
Yeah. You'd think he would take that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many just, like, I reckon they left, like, 15, 17
easy in the first half. They just dropped everything.
But bloody well, great work, England. Fantastic. I was kind of happy to see it. Like, the amount of...
It's similar to last year, where they were playing Ireland at home and they're totally written off.
Yeah.
They're at Twickenham and they just give it up,
100%. And you thought, I've seen this script before. They're going to gallantly lose again. They're going to push one of the best teams in the world right to their very end of the game.
When France scored that late try, you were like, oh, England. Would you stop losing it at the death?
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, the to get that final try was outrageous. Just fantastic, fantastic rugby.
Yeah.
Really, really good to see. We talk about Marcus Smith, and you might mention the missing of the kicks and stuff like that. But you know one thing I really like about him is, like, there are players, like, there are confidence players, some players like Carlos Spencer and people like that. And sometimes when shit goes wrong for some of those players, they can put their head down
yeah.
and stop trying. Well, not stop trying, but just kind of go in their shells a little bit and not keep on trying to be their audacious selves.
Yeah.
No matter what has just happened, he just flushes it down the dunny.
Just and keeps going. And
keeps going. Keeps going with his style of play. Keeps going with his expression of the way he wants to play the game. Like, that's the best way he can play. And whether he makes a mistake or does a great play, it doesn't affect what he does next. And I kind of really admire that, you know, like, to be able to have the mental fortitude to back yourself despite what has just come before you. Because that's not really, that's inhumane, not in a sort of like a killing kitten sort of way, but like in a like humans generally
natural react. Human reaction to that would
it's
be
like,
to,
I've just done something bad.
I made that mistake, so I won't do that next time. I won't try that next time.
I got to pull my head in here. Yeah. I'm just gonna. But he just keeps going for a natural game.
Yeah. It's a weird one as well because I remember before he was getting selected for England, the English media was just like, they need to select this guy. He's the golden boy. He's the chosen one. He's going to be fantastic. And then after the last game, some of the media outlets were going, that was a 4 out of 10 performance. He was god awful. He didn't get any penetration. Yeah, I'm like, are you? Okay. I know he missed a couple of like, that one kick was really just.
Was this they're talking about in the French game? That,
yeah.
Really?
God, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was good. I think the kicking was bad.
Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't make a game.
No.
That's one aspect of many.
Yeah, yeah. He's a threat. He keeps, even the stuff you can't really see, maybe if he's not like, getting through gaps or anything like that all the time, he's making the opposition doubt themselves and question what is going to happen. He creates chaos around him and he creates opportunities for other players.
Yeah, you genuinely don't know. Is he going to run it back at us? Is he going to like slip the inside board or something? Is he going to put a kick through? Like, you don't know.
And when you're just a structured, clinical team that has the ability to punish teams from anywhere, both on attack and defense, having someone throw a spanner in the works with a bit of uncertainty can be like sort of Achilles heel of a team like that. You know, it was like when Quade Cooper used to play well against the All Blacks. He'd be like, could you just shut it up? You bloody boy from Northland. You know, like...
Tokoroa, isn't it?
Oh, Tokoroa, Waikato. Waikato. Yeah. Everyone turned on him. Boy, oh boy.
Because he need Richie in the head.
Yeah, he did a lot of shit to Richie.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't touch Richie.
Don't touch Richie. Leave him alone.
What do you think of Finn Smith at 10?
I actually read it, just going on about bloody Marcus Smith, I actually liked the combination. I liked Finn Smith. I think he plays with a level head, composure.
He grew into the game, eh?
He got better as the
game went on.
I don't think, he doesn't look out of place at that level.
No.
Pushes the team around, but he can actually, they were really kind of both played dueling 10 roles where they were both able to come into the game when they chose, you know. I thought they actually dovetailed into each other really nicely, and it was actually like, you know, they didn't have the raw power of Stewart running 100 kilometers an hour straight, but I thought it was more nuanced and more there was more questions being posed for that 1-2 punch that they had there. I think it's that to the future. That's my money.
Yeah, I think it worked pretty well.
Yeah. It's better than Ford. What's happened to him?
Yeah, he's just fallen down the pecking order at the minute.
Okay.
He had a couple of kind of less than stellar performances last year. I think he might have had an injury that he was kind of coming back from as well. So
Smith looks like he's about 12 as well. Oh, he must be a young fella.
What about the prop, Finn Baxter, the baby-faced assassin?
The commentator said something really good.
I think they literally called him baby-faced assassin.
Yeah, they called him the baby-faced assassin. With a face that looks like... He has a face that looks like his mother should know that he's out.
Yeah, we don't get the ITV and BBC commentary. Yeah. We get the international ones, which if you watch the highlights on YouTube, we get that commentary.
Yeah, but the face that says his mum should know he's out.
He scored his first test try and they're kind of late comeback.
Yeah, he's a tank though, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was like, with a face that should know that his mum should know where he's out, but a frame that you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley or something like
that's
that.
It.
Yeah.
He scored a nice one. Tommy Freeman looked really good out in the right wing, contesting the old high balls.
Yeah.
He made BLBRA look human again when he beat him to a high ball, but BLBRA still scored 2.
Yeah.
That guy's freaking amazing at chasing kicks.
Yes.
This is how he gets 1.
Yeah. It was nice to see Pinot back, even though he blew a couple of opportunities.
They still scored from that one that he blew, eh? Like, he should have just he cut inside, should have passed it, but then they still managed to shovel it, like,
get it
ugly,
out.
But they still managed to score it. So,
yeah. But just that game was like entertaining throughout. Like there were a lot of passages in that where it was just like end to end. Like
yeah. The first half was only 7-7, and then the second, like it finishes freaking, what was it, 26-25? It was a bonkers half.
Yeah,
I mean, the tries were like Penno on 61, like Baxter, like Freeman on 58, Penno 61, Baxter 70, like Bill Bure 75, and then 79 for Daly. Like it was proper.
Bang, bang, it was a great average game,
barring the French handling errors.
Yeah, that was the one thing, which it kind of let the English get into the game. You know,
has like, this French side, because they've got a little bit of a golden generation thing going on as well, have they kind of underperformed a bit? I mean, the Six Nations is not over.
No.
They still might come back and win the Six Nations. But so far, Gaultier's had like the one Grand Slam.
Yeah.
And like they went out in a home World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They've not managed to win any other Six Nations, Grand Slam or not.
And you look at the quality of their players.
Yeah.
And you think this team's shit hot.
Top 14's like having like got depth for days. It's one that's probably the league to be in.
Yeah.
So,
you'd have to say that when you frame it like that, considering the generational talents they've got on their team, they should be able to scratch out more wins.
Mm.
Scratch out not just more wins, but scratch out more notable achievements like Six Nations, and you know. Doing perform better at World Cups and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, they were slightly victims of the fact that we had a very one-sided pool system within the World Cup. They should have been playing a team like Argentina or something like that, or Ireland should have been playing a team like Argentina.
Yeah,
to be able to get through there. Ireland and France should not be teams. Well, actually, Ireland are definitely teams that. Past experiences always go out of the quarterfinals, but that was one generation where they were just like, yeah. And I look, I was about to change the topic to Ireland, but we'll talk about them in a moment. But you're right, they should be doing slightly better than what they are.
It just feels like this was the Six Nations for them to really challenge, and you felt like Ireland away is the game that's going to be the big test for them.
Yeah.
But they've fallen at the England roadblock, so
they have to beat Ireland.
No, they have to, yeah, exactly. And even that might not be enough, depending on how the results go. Yeah, basically.
But who have Ireland got now? They've got actually got through.
They've got Wales next.
So that's a chalk that one up.
Yeah, and then they've got the Italians, and they have
and then they've got the French. So
I think the French in the penultimate round. I think the Italians might be last.
So they can get some two bonus point wins.
I think as long as they have the biggest one is, yeah, I think because they've got Wales and Italy to go. It's French. The French is the only one that, so with all due respect. I mean, their next game is Italy.
So Wales.
No, the French next
Wales
game.
Wales or Italy need to pull off a miracle against Italy. Like, I was kind of hoping for, just for the state of the tournament as a neutral, for Scotland to get up to this morning.
That would have made everything amazingly spicy.
Yeah. A real cat amongst the pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, England did it enough, but for England to get up and Ireland to get up, but Ireland are really going to have.
And Ireland are in the driver's seat now.
Oh yeah, three, and like they've made me eat my words a little bit. I reckon by the fact I said that they were sort of on the way down, but
I picked Ireland going into it, but I picked France the year before. So
these are strong performances they put on.
Yeah.
Really, really, really strong performances.
Do you want to get to Ireland, or is there anything else you want to go
with England? Cracking game. Enjoyed it. DuPont looked human.
Mm.
We don't often see him look human.
A lot of the French players just looked all right, but yeah.
Buffet.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It was
French fans have been really good about it as well. They've basically just said, yeah, we didn't play as well.
And it was a cracking game.
Cracking game. Good ad for the Six Nations. So
Love it. The you know what? I've heard it mentioned before, but they say that the Six Nations is
rugby's greatest championship.
Rugby's greatest championship.
You know,
Cup between.
You know the rugby forecast algorithm?
Yep.
The guy Graham is the guy who runs it.
Uh-huh.
He said, one of these days I'm going to sponsor you guys. For the podcast, I'm not even going to get you to mention Rugby Forecast algorithm, but I just want Tony, every time we're talking about the Six Nations, to say the line, rugby's greatest championship.
Why do I say it just every time I say it?
Because he knows you're not a huge fan of that marketing line.
Well, I just think that the greatest championship should probably have the greatest teams with the greatest records internationally, which Like, there have been 9 World Cups. They've won 1 of them. Out of all of those teams.
Pow, he's firing shots.
Suck my... the reason it is the greatest rugby championship is
it's got the history, it's got the history. The rivalry, it's got the attendance, it's got that. The money. The results are usually pretty close. There's lots going on.
The
kickoff times suck ass. Saying. You guys take no regard for us Kiwis. Weekend was fucking 3:15 in the morning. Thank you, Wales, Italy.
Yeah.
Fucking 5:45 in the morning. Thank you, England and France. Yeah. And then 4:00 in the morning. Thank you, fucking Scotland, Ireland. Get fucked.
I didn't watch any of them live.
Those are terrible times.
Yeah.
Terrible times.
Yeah. And it is. It's definitely greater in grandeur. Than the rugby championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Just not greater in teams.
Did you watch Scotland-Ireland?
Yes, I did. I watched a very, very chopped up.
Okay.
So I watched the first 10 minutes.
You called me this morning and you're like, don't tell me the result of the game.
I hadn't watched it yet.
You're like, do you want to go for a run? Yeah. I was about to go for a run on my own.
Yeah.
Around my little park and do like a cruisy 30 minutes.
Minutes on the flat.
On the flat. Yeah. On the grass.
Yeah. My runs got ups and downs. You should have seen your face today when I was like, because I told you well before the run, the hills were there. I was like, oh, we're coming up to some hills. And your face was just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, it just dropped.
It dropped, yeah.
And then I just wanted you to, like, think.
Well, it's funny as well because you told me, like, we're going to run, like, 22 minutes. And then we're going to turn around and run back the other way.
Yeah.
So when we would come to a downhill on the way there, I'd be like, fuck. Because I was already sorry for myself in the future. Like, I got to run up this fucker on the way back.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd be like, oh, this is great, downhill. But no, I was already anticipating the pain.
You go quite slow downhills. Get downhills, like, let the momentum take you.
Bad knees.
Everyone's got bad knees until they really push them. Okay. And then they break.
Scotland started so shit.
Yeah, they just give themselves no favours.
They just suck so much against Ireland. Well, it's just such a bad matchup. It's like they are just rock to Ireland's paper.
Yeah, they gave away dumb penalties.
They dropped balls. They couldn't catch the high balls. Like, Finn Russell was dropping stuff. The passes were going astray.
That first try, was it Lowe that got it? Well, no, it was the other one out. Was it
Nash?
Yeah. And it was just like simple. But then they defensively showed up for a massive
Yeah, they held
periods.
Ireland up like twice. They got a yellow card from Van der Merwe. Had a wee shove on Nash again.
The Murrayfield crowd
was getting in behind them.
Behind them. And they really showed like they were showing some real tenacity on defense.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you got the ball and they got a little bit of phase play and thought, oh, something could happen, you're like, oh, yeah. They lost the ball. Or the Irish were just demons over the ball.
That's
at the breakdown.
Right. Peter, like, first time they got into Ireland's half, Armani was just like, nope.
Yeah. No, you're not doing that. We're playing down the other end of the field.
Yeah.
You don't know the score here, pal. It was, yeah. Yeah.
It sucks as well because you've seen Scotland play really well against so many teams.
Yeah.
Like, they're one of the few teams in the kind of Galtier era to beat France in France, and they generally look competitive when they play France, even though France is like this massive monster pack.
Yeah.
And then they play Ireland and they just look like shit.
100%. What did you think of the Doohan Van der Merwe yellow?
I thought it was yellow.
Yeah, I thought it was unfortunate. I felt like the ball had bounced up. He's slowing down to collect the ball.
He still took him out.
Yeah, but he did take him out, but like every rugby player ever would do exactly what he does, because it looks like he's about to pick up the ball. Instead, he kind of knees it, and he's going to tackle him, because that's the name of the game. You want to tackle them before they put the ball down. And then he realizes that it actually hasn't done, and tries to almost back out, but makes the slightest contact.
I don't know.
Well, it is like it's at real pace, but there's like, yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, it's, you know how the other one wasn't a wrap and it was a deliberate knock on.
One I thought was more of a 50-50.
Yeah, I thought
I was leaning towards the side that they would usually ping that I had to pick one or the other, but I thought Doohan's won. But I mean, Scotland,
how can he handle that situation differently? He can't. What can he do differently?
Just run for the ball. Don't run anywhere near the man. Just run straight to the ball.
The ball. The guy was about to... He had
I know.
Him
he has of, to do that.
He, had, there's nothing
he has to do that.
Yeah,
there's but you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that dumb? We play a game when a player has to do something.
But you can't do it.
But you can't do
that's
it.
That's it.
Yeah, so that's like, wow. And so you're just unfortunate.
Oh, shit creek, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Scotland handled the yellow card period pretty well.
It was 3 points, eh?
Yeah, 3 points. Couple of held ups. They survived it. I mean, Doris did power over for one not long after the yellow card.
Yeah.
That guy's very hard to stop.
Then all of a sudden it's 17-0.
17-0, and you're like, Scotland, for God's sake.
And you've been trying your ass off.
Again. And then they did get one before halftime. Yeah. Brendan Murphy got one. Like, Ireland initially shut it down when they had a ball, and then Ireland kind of fluffed it up by not exiting. So Brendan Murphy got the athletic.
He did the big NRL finish.
Yeah, he's really good at those.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, if you want to see those finishes every week on almost every game, watch the NRL.
It's called five tackle kick.
Yeah, they do.
It's just the same thing. Over and over
spectacular.
Again. And they kick it. Well, there will be some highlight level finishes.
Insane finishes.
And some big hits.
Bananas.
It's just kind of the same thing over and over again.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You could take a picture of one of the players and be like, what position does he play? And you'd be like, I don't know. Because they're all about the same size.
That's not true. Like,
there's not the same like as Jason Tomalolo, I know. Yeah, but there's not the same variation in like weight and height as you get in rugby.
There aren't tall, lanky bastards.
And like, there's no like big 140 kilo props.
Yeah. Well, though Brad Thorne was a great NRL player, a great league player.
Yes.
Played for the Kangaroos.
That's right. Gravelly voice, that guy.
Yeah, Darren Lockyer, him, and Steve Price, they all have.
Steve Price ran a supermarket now, I think.
I think he moved back to Australia.
Oh.
But he ran a supermarket for a little bit.
He did. Well, if the price was right.
Price choppers?
I'm Steve Price.
Oh, right. You are a knob.
Didn't.
All right. Rugby. What are we talking about? Oh, Scotland's sucking.
Oh, the Russell and Graham head clash didn't help things for Scotland.
Oh, yeah, that was nasty.
Russell goes off, HIA doesn't come back on, and Graham goes to hospital.
Yeah, and then and then Russell, they say on the our commentary that he passed and he's coming back on, but he
doesn't come back on.
He has a sit down. Which if he's not feeling right, that's the right thing to do.
Exactly right.
But did he pass his HIA?
I don't know. I don't think Scotland are winning that game even with those guys on, but it certainly didn't help their cause, especially with a 6-2 split. So that commits you to playing your halfback on the wing, although that guy legit does play wing, Jamie Dobby. He plays wing. He's a little bit like Francois Hucart used to do for the box. So he can play both, but you wouldn't want that to be happening in 21 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Stafford McDowell had to come on as well. So any plans of... tactical changes in the second half gone out the window because you've already had to use both your subs. That's the risk of the 6-2.
Yeah, the Scots were brave. And they played with...
Brave sucks.
Yeah, brave does suck. Be nice to see. And then, like, at the beginning of the second half...
They started well. They got a couple of penalties.
Great. And then, like, did that blistering break. And then Kinghorn does the dummy. It. And then, to be fair, Jamison Gibson-Park does a cracking tackle.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to see what Doohan does, 15 metres out, one of the world's great finishers.
Yeah, give that one to Doohan. Yeah. But they got 6 points at the start of the half, and you're like, maybe, and then James Lowe scored, and you're like, it's not happening.
Yeah,
and then you saw Conan score, and you're like, that's game.
And then I fast-forwarded the rest, and that was the end of it.
The game kind of petered out, to be honest.
Yeah, it was high intensity till it just kind of wasn't.
Yeah.
It was like, and then the crowd kind of went, it's
happening again.
This is what happens when we play these fucking Duggan bastards.
Yeah.
But good luck to Ireland, man.
Do you think Gregor Townsend is not getting the most? I'm going to talk about Fab and Galtier out of like a golden Scottish generation, or does it they just don't
Are
match
they
well?
Are all going through golden generations?
They just don't match well with
How can they all be going through golden generations?
It's the best Scotland team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I guess so. Did
they just not match well with Ireland?
Well, clearly they've got the wood over them. Mm. You know, they're a bogey team. But you would like to see just some sort of improvement over the years against those sort of teams.
Mm.
Like they consistently get up for England. Like I won't be surprised at all
if they roll fortnight's time.
Yeah, when they play England, they do have a cracking game against them.
Yeah.
But for the tournament, it would have been great for them to get up today. But I really don't know. Like, they seem like they don't have a lot of weak spots across their team. Maybe the front row is a little...
It was under pressure against the Irish front row, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So they're a little small, maybe?
They also got pressurized by the Italians the week before, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Have they got many good youngsters coming through?
I don't know about the front rows, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just get import a couple of staffers.
What do you think of Prendergast pulling the strings for Ireland?
He looks a composed young man, doesn't he? Looks like he's not overly intimidated at playing at that level in that environment.
He got man of the match.
Yeah. Did he get man of the match?
Yeah, I might have given it to somebody else. Not saying he played badly, but like the props and stuff played well.
Did you think I was thinking, well, that Doohan one where you can't do it, but you have to do it, but you can't do it, call. Yeah. Who was the bloke who did the...
Oh, Henshaw with the rap.
That Henshaw, and that was at a crucial point
in
the red zone. Yep. Right, that was just after that Kinghorn
gap,
blistering speed.
If that had been a yellow card, I would not have been surprised.
Neither would have I. Like, I don't think it's a yellow card, personally.
No, but the fact that Dolman...
But I see that given so much. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like I could see it... Like, either way, I don't think I would be mad about it, put it that way.
Well, I like common sense approaches, but I don't like a common sense approach as just a one-off.
Right, you want
like,
consistency.
I want some sort of consistency, because I felt like I've seen so many games where that was... like.
Where the big rap, the Caleb Clark's gotten pinged for that multiple times, where he goes for this ginormous rap.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, he got fingers on it, so it's a deliberate knock on.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely. He's gone. And you're like, well, no, he's trying to stop the man. He's trying to be big, give him no space,
yeah.
And then
he gets pinged for it.
And then he goes in the bin. And you're like, well, that's how he tackles, and that's what happens. And you're like, oh, bugger. Okay. And then this, you're like, well, I don't think he's deliberately knocking on the ball, but when does that matter in a deliberate knock on?
Mm.
And especially when it was like...
Scotland were right at the peak of their purple patch.
Okay, as I score there, it's all on like Donkey Kong, isn't it?
Mm.
Well. But anyway, yeah, I think it's... Personally, I think it's the right call, but I even... What's the difference between that and Doohan's, like...
I think Doohan's was worse, personally.
Well, you said yourself.
Yes.
He has to do it.
Yes.
But you can't do it.
Yeah, I still think it was worse.
But you're saying that a tackle's like you have to do it, but you can't do it. So it's the exact same framework. The paradigm is the same. One guy falls over, so you're like, well, he fell over.
Still think Duhans was worse.
Bounced up here. He could have...
Let us know in the comments below. Whose was worse? Were they the same?
Yeah, okay. I could say I'm going to get absolutely smoked.
But yeah, bonus point win for Ireland. Looking good for 3 in a row.
Yeah, you're very good at like... please write comments below. But sometimes, I got to be honest, when somebody writes like a 600-word essay, I go, oh, thanks for commenting, appreciate it. But then I just can't.
Yourself to read it?
Yeah, I get through the first paragraph. And then I see you reading it, like going through the whole thing, and then you'll comment at the end going, oh, I see your point then, but I thought it was forward. You know? Yeah, you're good like that.
I try to reply to comments.
Yeah, you're a better YouTuber than I am. That's for certain.
I like to not just reply, because, you know, you see some
channels...
Please
write a long comment. I'll read it.
You see some people, like, you see sometimes you got a really big channel.
Yeah.
And you have to scroll through the comments, and they'll occasionally reply. There's a tendency to reply to the negative comments.
Right.
People say, you're talking shit. This is not right, because this, blah, blah, blah. And you watch the video? I bet you that.
I used to reply to comments.
Yeah.
But
I don't like the idea of only replying to the shitty ones.
I'm going to reply to some comments.
I would rather ignore the shitty ones and reply to the ones who are like being insightful.
Yeah, you want to reply to the shitty ones.
Yeah, but I don't. I think that's a bad habit.
Who's the chubby guy in the hat? I'm like, don't call Mark that.
I can outrun Mark over a 45-minute run.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. I think a sloth could have... No, you did very well.
I didn't stop.
You didn't stop. Well, you stopped at the end. You stopped at the hardest bit.
That's true.
You didn't run to the gate, which I was...
I ran to the fence.
And then I turned around, I was, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. You ran for an extended period of time. And you felt the pain. So anyway, Six Nations.
It takes a week off now.
What are we going to do next week?
Super Rugby starting.
Oh, fucking duck.
But in a fortnight's time, you got Wales, Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ireland will be favourites for that one, even though it's in Wales.
Oh, it's a pick 'em. Yeah.
England are playing Scotland, so the Calcutta Cup at Twickenham.
It's a big clash.
Yeah, England will go in favourites now based on the most recent result.
I think they should be.
And then Italy will take on France in Italy.
Okay, so...
So France will be looking to bounce back big time.
Spiciest one in that lot is England.
The Calcutta Cup, yeah.
England,
Scotland. I think as far as the draw goes, round two had the best matchups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because all those games were spicy.
Yeah, yeah. They all could go...
Either way.
I had a lot of interest in either. Yep. It's always good watching any game with Italy in it. You're interested, you know.
That never used to be the case. That used to be the one. Like, when I used to watch the Six Nations a couple of years ago,
yep.
Often the Italy game was the 3:15 kickoff, and I was like, well, fuck that. I can watch that delayed.
The other
ones I'll watch live, and I'll watch the Italy one delayed, because nobody gives
a
shit.
But I just say Italy is the one you're interested in.
Yes.
I meant Scotland.
Oh, there you go. Easy countries to confuse. The Scots with their pasta.
Yeah, exactly. The Italians with their haggis. Yes. I was wondering what you're talking about Italy for. No, I'm interested if Scotland's playing because they could shit the bed and lose.
Scotland are the new France. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, they could shit the bed against one of the lower teams, or they could
roll anybody.
Yeah. So you're interested.
There you go.
Happy days. And you know what you should be interested in? This fantastic podcast about rugby.
Super Rugby starts this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We've got the Chiefs first up, don't we?
First up on Friday, the Crusaders are playing the Hurricanes.
Give that to the Hurricanes.
Crusaders got a few injuries, I think.
Suck it. I still don't want them to win any games.
My dad the other day, when he came around, said he feels sorry for the Crusaders. And I was like, what the fuck?
Come on, Gazza. They won 7 in a row.
The Waratahs will host the Highlanders. Waratahs have got a much strengthened team. They've picked up, I think, the most rebels.
And they've got Swahili. Yeah, let's see how he goes. That'll be of note.
The Drua on Saturday host the Brumbies.
Okay. Drua and Brumbies. In Fiji.
Fiji's always a tough one.
Tough start to the year going to Fiji this time of year.
Then we have the Chiefs at Eden Park.
Be a big game.
And then the Force will play at home in Perth to Moana Pacifica. The Reds are on the bye.
All right. I think that's actually a relatively competitive game, Moana and Perth.
Arty will be championing the...
Is their home stadium still going to be...
North Harbour.
Is it North Harbour?
I think so.
Oh, my stadium.
With the one stand missing because they put the baseball team there, which went defunct.
Oh.
The Tuatara.
Have they gone defunct, have they?
Oh, a couple of years now, I think, yeah.
Banger.
They demolished one of the stands so they could put the baseball thing there.
Oh, right.
It didn't work out that well.
What is
Zealand, not a baseball country. Who'd have thought it?
Well, you got to try new things sometimes. Sometimes...
Just like running for 45 minutes or...
Wait.
Sweaty
wait, butts. Wait. I had the worst part. I was like, sometimes you're going to take a swing. Sometimes you miss.
Whoa.
It's baseball.
It is baseball.
Okay, yeah.
Super Rugby is going to have fantasy this year. You know, you can play Super Rugby Fantasy, $10,000 cash prize for the winner.
Should we do that?
We should play. We should set up a league.
The 2CGD league.
There we go. We'll set it up.
All right.
I will set it up.
Okay, it's going to be the 2CGD. Is it
2CGD? Some of the players have opted out.
Is it
going
to be the 2CGD league?
2CGD.
2CGD league. Okay, fantastic.
Joint effort.
It's going to be like your year annual wrap up.
There you go.
Thank random freaking people. Thanks, Jeff, for that one comment you made on that random Super Rugby wrap-up video.
But the guy who sits for an hour and edits the videos every week, that guy.
No, nothing. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, bastard. No, it's all right. I'm not better. I'm not better.
But yeah, 2CGD's league. Caleb Clark's not going to be in it. He's opted out.
What?
He doesn't want to be in the fantasy competition.
What?
Some of the players, a handful of the Moana Pacifica guys, like three of the Moana Pacifica guys, like Jonathan Taumatene, and a couple of other guys opted out, and Caleb Clark opted out. Caleb Clark's the biggest name guy to opt out.
He opted out because it's a gambling thing?
Personal reasons.
It's not even gambling, is it? You can win money at the end of it.
Yeah, but it's not gambling.
That's weird.
I think it's four guys all up. I don't know. My dad mentioned it to me. I was like, I don't know, you could do that.
Yeah.
I just assumed they had the rights to your name.
Yeah, we own your likeness.
Basically.
And cloned you.
No, four of them opted out. which is kind of shitty.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I mean, without knowing the deeper context.
Yeah, they just said personal reasons.
Maybe he got had a bad experience with
playing fantasy in the past. Maybe he played fantasy Premier League and
yeah, things went south.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? Oh well, that'll be exciting, and they'll be on at times that will be viewable. Don't click at me; I'll click at you.
Rugby World Cup. Four teams have qualified.
Yes.
Portugal.
Oh, Portugal.
Have qualified for the next Rugby World Cup. Along with...
Has a random country that it identifies with this T-shirt?
Who?
Have they qualified?
Are they also on the Iberian Peninsula?
Perhaps.
Spain.
Well, I don't know.
Also qualified.
Well, Spain finally...
Because they got kicked out of the last couple for like off the field.
Yeah, that's actually really nice.
So Spain have qualified. Portugal's qualified. So all of Iberia is going to be there.
Good to see
Romania's back and Georgia, of course.
So who's missed out?
The teams that lost in that round was like the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland.
Who's missed out that was in the last?
I don't think any of those guys have missed out. They've still got a chance to go through like the repechage.
Okay, right. Well, fantastic. We're good to see Spain. I've been like...
España.
España. I apologize for that. I won't do it again.
All our Spanish viewers, I'm sorry. How do you say sorry in Spanish? Keep thinking. Apiento, but that's a goodbye.
Well, you want to say, ¿cómo estás? Sorry.
Biblioteca.
Okay.
I speak Chinese. I don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Chinese or Spanish. I can't say sorry in any language. Okay. Yes. Well, that'll be good to see Spain. Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
I don't have a Spanish jersey, so.
I have to buy one.
Brilliant. The fork out to save
what
up.
What year is that one?
2019.
No, 2023.
Oh, sorry, 2023, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice jersey.
Yeah, it's really slick.
See, look, they're trying to play dominoes on the side of it.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's how they get you. They distract you with the dominoes.
The old domino effect, eh? LBJ was right.
Yeah, about communism. I got that reference. I got a reference.
Yeah. 1 out of 6.
Take what I can get.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, brilliant. Well done, Mark, for 2 things today. You managed to record a podcast with me, which I know is an energy-sapping thing, but you also ran the longest you've ever run, which wasn't... Well, we ran 7Ks, so...
For me, that's extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Well, we're going to run longer. And by the way, your running gauge is wrong, I reckon.
Okay.
I think.
It's Google Fit.
Yeah. Screw you, Google.
It's not fit for purpose.
Maybe not. We'll get you a better app. All right. Anyway, thank you for watching. This
Cheers to Hot Jams for our sponsors. Anybody else wants to sponsor us, flick us an email.
Yeah, we got no beer money next week.
Yeah.
I've still got 2 of those in the fridge.
I've still got 2 of those at home. So. Paul, you might be unintentionally sponsoring a 4th episode.
Well,
but
no.
Somebody else might reach out.
We
look forward to your emails.
We do. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
Cheers, Tony.
Brilliant. All right.
Take care of yourself.
I did that.